In the wake of the mass shooting last week in Newtown, Connecticut, it's only natural for New Hampshire residents to ask if our schools are safe. State and local officials say they have made the right moves over the years to keep students and staff safe, but they say school safety is not a simple task. That's certainly true in Manchester, where Thomas Brennan serves as superintendent of schools. He joins me now by phone to share some of his experiences with school safety. Dr. Brennan, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you very much.
First, what was going through your mind coming back to school today, the first day back after these shootings?
I was very concerned in terms of how the kids were going to be when they came back and what may have happened over the weekend. Were their parents able to speak to them? And that was number one. Number two, and close behind, were our teachers, our staff members, the principals. My whole concern was how this was all going to play out as we open those doors for the first time, and the first time the buzzer goes off in the office, how people would react.
Given how many contingencies you have to consider in regards to school safety, is there a concern among schools in New Hampshire, do you think, that we have a lot of small towns, a lot of small schools that maybe aren't going to be able to afford to have a full-time resource officer, a police officer in the building every day? Is that a concern?
I would think at some point there may be a limit in terms of response. But the state has worked really hard. I worked in Kearsarge for a period of time where there are seven towns and a regional high school, and we worked with the state police and the seven police chiefs, and we're able to develop strategies in responding to that. The resources, I think they are getting thinner and thinner. I'm sure if I lived in a very small community, I would want to make sure what we used to call mutual aid is in effect, where if something were to happen, there would be a protocol to be followed. But as far as putting in cameras and buzz-in systems, I do think that could become a costly matter. However, when you look at the result, you have to question, is there a price that's too high? And I don't think there is.
And another factor you have to keep in mind in these situations is the actual physical build of the school, most
Absolutely.
Of which were built before this era of increased security and built in a time when fire was the biggest concern. So how do you secure a school that, for example, was built with a lot more entry points than a school being built today might have?
Well, I think over the years, and especially the last 5 to 10 years, we've done a very good job of identifying the fact that we need to lock down those doors that lead outside. But overall, I believe because of the level of involvement that we've had with the state and local officials, we've done a much better job of ensuring that the doors are locked down and they are completely locked down. And I'm talking about not just in an incident, but on a day-to-day basis. We have to be vigilant in having our administration and others walk around the building to make sure that they are secure. But I think we've come a long way. But I speak of, when you talk about that, I think of Central High School here in Manchester, where we have multiple buildings. That's very difficult to maintain that type of security. And also the older buildings had a lot of what someone talked to me about today is nooks and crannies, where it's unlike the newer buildings where you look straight down the hall and you can see all of the classrooms and everything with one quick glance. That's not the case in our older buildings. And even though we have surveillance cameras in the common areas, that can be a problem. Absolutely.
But it's striking to hear a superintendent of schools using terms like surveillance and entry points and sweeping a building. I mean, I can't think of how many times I've heard people say schools have to now do so much work that used to be done by parents. And now it seems like you're almost having to do work that used to just be the realm of police officers, of law enforcement.
I think so. It is unusual. Even as I said the word surveillance camera, I'm saying to myself, my gosh, when's the last time I used that phrase? But it's a matter of what we're dealing with today in our society. And we're not going to be law enforcement officers. We're not going to be police and firefighters. But we are we've had to step up our game in terms of observations and reactions and preparation.
Schools have traditionally been community places, often gathering places for community events. They're neighborhood places.
Right.
Are security concerns changing the role of the school in the community?
As far as keeping the doors open, I believe the biggest mistake we could make is to close our doors and to modify our opportunities for the community to be in there to such an extent that it would defeat the purpose of having community schools. And overall, our schools are safe, unfortunately. You know, this horrific event occurred, but when you look at the statistics over the years, how safe our schools really are is remarkable. But you made the point earlier, we're starting to have to look at things from a whole different perspective than when I first started.
Dr. Brennan, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. You're welcome.
Thomas Brennan is superintendent of schools in Manchester. And let's hear from you about school safety in your town and the issues that have or have not come up. Post a comment at nhpr.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at NHPRATC, all one word.